So, welcome back to a brand new bonus episode of Log Stock and Two Joking Addicts. I'm your host, Romano.
My name is Dean.
How are you, brother?
I'm good, bro. Yeah, it's fucking... I can't remember the last time I've seen you.
Too long, man. It's been about 2 weeks, man. We're fucking flat
just
out.
Just about, yeah.
You know? Literally with work, podcast, family, just everything that's going on now at the moment. I'm neglecting myself. Literally. Yeah. And I think the two of us have kind of shown that over the last week or so. Your head was up your arse, my head was up your arse.
I've been fucking working on myself a lot. And like I was saying there to you before we started recording, or putting pen to paper, and the next morning then, it was just all on me. You know, it was just heavy. Lucky enough, I was going to meet the lads for a cup of tea and some tea. Like, do you know what I mean?
Where'd you go?
Cafe Madi.
Nice. Yeah.
Lucas's spot.
Yeah. You're always fucking eating out your bollocks. Up to Belfast now at the weekend as well. Man, my fucking thing is, yeah, I say, oh, yeah, we'll do this, we'll do that. And I never fucking do anything.
See, yeah, but see, the thing about that is you're busy with the kid and the missus, do you know what I mean? Whereas my kids live in Dublin, so it's easier for me. Do you know what I mean? If my kids were down here, we'd be in the same boat. Like,
We fucking wrecked, man, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Rough couple of days, myself, man.
Yeah. But yeah, as I was saying to you, you know, the reason behind these little bonus episodes could be, you know, just sending out little messages.
IOUs, call me's. Do you remember them, do you?
Yeah.
Stare 103, stare hash. What a beauty, man. I haven't heard of them in years. I still do them. I actually owe a fortune for IOUs now. Now that we say it. Fucking hell.
Yeah, so we could talk about changes, because a lot of people don't know what needs to be done when coming into recovery. And then when people say to them, oh, this
suggest.
Is what you have to, when the suggestions are given, it's like, oh, what about me friends? What about this? And you know, the saying goes, like, don't leave before the magic happens. Like, you know, and that's, like, in your first couple of weeks, you found it, like, really rough with changing things, didn't you?
A couple of times I did, man. You know, like, my whole being, the whole persona as me, who I thought I was, revolved around fighting, drinking, using drugs all the time.
Yeah.
And all my friends done that as well. In my head, if I had to cut those things out, what was my life going to be?
Yeah.
And I did. I was a little bit afraid because the unknown of being alone with myself.
Yeah.
And for me growing up, I always ran away from the house, spent as much time away from the house as possible. So I came to the realization that when I was going to have to cut people, places and things out of my life, it was a daunting thing for me to face, because I've never done that before. I always ran from it. And coming into recovery and into the rooms and the fellowship and meeting new people with like minds, like-minded, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck? Like, this is something that I've longed for my whole life. So although people that are a little bit unsure about coming into recovery because there's these big changes, it's where the magic is.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Because like you said there, we thought that was who we were, you know, but it actually wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and I found that out soon after I got clean, because I was like, do you know what? I knew beforehand. Like, I remember, you know, I thought it was this mad lad and this and that and out with the lads and all. And then I remember going into Clover Hill for 4 weeks on remand, and I shit myself, crying nearly every single night, like, do you know what I mean? Because I wasn't this big hard man, or I didn't like it that I thought I was. You know, I was a scared little boy, like, you know, I was hiding behind the drugs, you know, and trying to fit in, you know. So then coming into recovery and realising that, you know, I can be myself, I can be soft, I can be vulnerable, I can be nice to people and they're not going to take advantage of that. It was like, you know, this is great. You know, this is me, because I got fed up with putting on that act, like the masks, all the different masks I had, all the different people I'd be around. 8 times out of 10, there was masks because I had to around them certain people. And to be now in recovery a couple of years and I'm able to just be myself and, you know, I can sit with myself a little bit more than I used to be able to. I'd rather be on my own, because I'm not people pleasing. I'm not trying to act like something I'm not. and I'm not getting into trouble. Do you know what I mean?
So do you find it difficult? Because you've done that for so long, yeah? You're in a reputation of doing it. And for me now, I still do some sort of people pleasing in certain ways. And you know, even I said to my boss this morning, I was like, he asked me, you know, can you get someone to do this? And I go, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And now I've just put myself in the fucking ropes of trouble. But everything's up in the air, and that's on the back of the decision that I said, I want to do it. It's like the people pleasing is still there for me. Like, did
I'd
you find that?
It's still there for me as well. Don't get that twisted. Yeah. It's still there for me, and it's something I'm working on. And then there's the other side of it where I want to do some of these things I'm doing. There's just some of them that I agree to. And then it's like, oh, gee, why do I say I do that? That's me people pleasing. And, you know, sometimes, and, you know, for yourself as well, you know, sometimes it's probably not your people pleasing. You know, you're saying yourself, you're bollocks, you're tired. Maybe that's coming out in a different light. It's like, oh, fuck, why do I say I do that? I didn't want to do that. Maybe it's just because you're tired that you feel like you don't want to do it.
It's not even that when I get asked something, it's like I just answer straight away without even thinking about it. And that's me all over, yeah? Doing things without thinking of any repercussions. Yeah. Any outcomes or even thinking things through the way I should. And, you know, quickly I become more aware now that, you know, I can say yes to everything. Like, even I'd be out for the opening of an envelope when I was drinking and using. I would, like, 100%. Yeah. Any excuse at all. Oh, mate, he's after dying down the road. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Christenings, communions, funerals, birthdays, sunny weather, winter, whatever it may be. I was out all the time.
There's two sides of it, you know, because you're a nice fucking bloke at the same time.
Appreciate that, man. You know from a distance.
It's not just your people pleasing. Part of that could be because you're tired, because you're always on the go, you're always busy. And, you know, that's good because you like that. You like being on the go, you like being busy.
No, I get that, man. I get that. It's just fucking, it's about finding that balance. I'm yet to meet someone in recovery that takes things easy.
Yeah.
And doesn't try to do everything 100 miles an hour. And it's just, it's escapism. Just trying to escape. For whatever reason. Like, well, there's obviously reasons there.
Yeah. I'd say you're working on it. Do you know what I mean? You're working on yourself an awful lot. Do you know what I mean? You're working on your step one now. And you're always looking at things and you're aware of it. To have the awareness is half the fucking battle. You see it? And I've done it myself. You know what? I'll talk about myself. When I came into recovery, the first time I came into recovery, I was clean for, I think, 2 or 3 months. Then I moved to a different part of Sligo and I was away from people and shit, like, you know. And I was thinking, oh, sure, do you know what? The drink was never a problem. I'll just have a few drinks on the weekend. You know, this change again, you know, I didn't know that drink was a problem. And a lot of people find that as well. A lot of people think, oh, sure, I wasn't addicted to drink. I started going back having a few drinks. You know, this is okay, but my head started going fucking mad again. Do you know what I mean? Then moved back into Sligo, ended up going back to my drug of choice. Got back in for, I think, another week or two. And then I was back out again for another 2 weeks. And that 2 weeks was, like, solid drinking every day. Just using 4 or 5 different drugs every day. And I think I needed to do that, but at the same time, you know...
You wish you didn't.
I wish I didn't. Because, you know, I wasn't aware of all the changes that had to be made. And they were scary. You know, it scared me. But I think going forward, you know, having the awareness around all these changes, because I'm still making changes even today. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, as I was saying to you, I've been searching for this high with materialistic things the last few years. And only for, you know, circumstances out of my control, I had to, like, pull back around all that. Do you know what I mean? Like, back on the dole now, so I can't be buying me expensive watches. And it haunted me for a little while. But then it was like, do you know what? I'm actually, like, happy not to be searching. You know, I'd be online looking. I'd be like, oh, look at this watch. Look at that watch. And then I'd get it. And then 2 weeks later, the buzz is gone. And then I need something else to pick me back up.
So guys, we're going to take a little break now for a second and we'll be right back after this ad.
This season is sponsored by Cloud9 Dogs, the North West's first doggy daycare centre, located on the old Dublin Road, Carrow, Sligo.
If you're inside a 10k radius, have your dog picked up in the doggy van and dropped home after daycare. Opening hours are 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get your dog groomed by the groomer that has over 12 years experience in the game. If you're going on holidays, you can also book your dog into the Cloud9 Dogs Hotel, located on the premises, where night staff will be present. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok for all your doggy needs. Their website is www.cloud9dogs.com. That's www.cloud9dogs.com.
My birthday is obviously in two, 3 weeks, and Shannon was like, right, you can get shoes, watch, runners, whatever you want, yeah? Or you can get a once-in-a-lifetime gift.
I said,
what's a once-in-a-lifetime gift?
I just went skydiving. She goes, how the fuck did you know?
What?
So she's going to book a skydiving for me, and I want you to come as well, yeah?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'm sorry, I'll come and watch.
No, you're coming.
No, I'm not going. Why? Skydiving. I don't like skydiving.
You've never done it. What?
I know, that's like, why I don't like
this
it.
Is like when you say to like your fucking younger niece and nephew, have you ever tried broccoli? No, no, I don't like it. Have you ever had it? No.
I've tried broccoli, I don't like it.
Yeah, you haven't tried skydiving.
Oh, no, you're doing it, mate. No,
I'm not. You are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not. Who's going to do the podcast if we do it?
What?
Who's going to do the podcast if we do it?
Shannon? No, Rua
and his little
Curtis. Rua and Curtis take over.
No, we'll have to watch. I'll make a video for you if you don't mind.
Anyway, I was thinking for a while, I was like, right, what would I would like a lovely new pair of shoes. I was like, a lovely new tracksuit and stuff. And I was like, but you know what? Get me XYZ. And then I was like, wait, I already have all this shit. He said, get me fucking skydiving. I always wanted to go skydiving.
Sadly.
Oh man, I can't wait.
But yeah, I'm not going.
You seriously. Fucking are.
No, I'm
bro,
not.
Bro, you're not my friend, so.
I do not like, I would not skydiving.
I don't like skydiving.
No, I'm sitting here now thinking, fuck you. It's called, why this is a wrap.
Why?
Fucking take this mic on me.
Why?
I wouldn't go skydiving.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Why, dog?
It's just something I wouldn't do. I'd do a bungee jump or something.
Same thing, man.
No, it's not. You have a cord on you. What if that cord doesn't open? I'm not. Come here, I play with my life enough over the years, right?
You're just thinking of Grand Theft Auto.
I'm not playing anymore. No. Yeah, I play with my life enough with fucking relapsing and all the drugging and in the cars and stuff like that.
Are you just afraid to do it? Would you actually like to do it, or are you just afraid?
Oh, I'm terrified. I wouldn't like to do it. It's just, no.
Something I always wanted to do, skydive, bungee jump off one of those like mad bridges.
I do that now.
Scuba diving,
I'd love to do that.
When we went out to Blue Balls, shout out Blue Balls, Sligo, raising awareness for men's mental health. They go for walks, fires, what is it, campfires in the woods?
They go for walks,
campfires in the woods.
The campfire was amazing.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, badly. Just sitting around the campfire, just chatting, you know, we all introduced ourselves and had a nice chat.
Me and Peter
went into Hooked then afterwards.
I bet you did.
Got a big feed. It was stuff that I had to go home and digest my food and go for me run. I was in bits. The fish came back up after the run.
Fucking hell, man. When are they doing it again? Because I really want to do something like that.
Monday.
What?
Monday at 4:30.
Yeah, they're doing the sauna and stuff.
Hot box. Sauna and a dip.
I might just go for the dip.
Well, we have to book it. You have to book the sauna.
Sound. Sauna's good, man. Very nice.
I love the sauna.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, anyway, off that tangent.
Can't even remember what I was talking about now.
You went on to your birthday, talking about your birthday, about the bungee, the thing.
Yeah, I just...
But that's... What you say about him?
Skydiving.
Skydiving, I couldn't forget all about it. If you... That's a life upon our wildest dreams. That's what we're promised. And, like, it doesn't mean all that materialistic things. It means you can go after your dreams. Do you know what I mean? Mad. Something you've always wanted to do is go skydiving.
100%.
You can do that today.
Mad,
do you think she would have got that for you if you were still using
it? Oh, not a hope. She would have fucking cut the fuel or popped the tyre on the way up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's mad, yeah. I'm finding it difficult to... These are things I've always wanted, yeah? To get to a certain level, to be smashing records and work and get to a certain level where I am today. And all these things that I've ever wanted. And now that I have them, I'm like, what's next? Yeah. It's fucking typical. Like, it's that void that I was always trying to fill.
Yeah. But do you not think that's in a good way today?
I suppose, you know? Yeah, but it's like...
You're progressing.
I'm you're searching.
Not, you're not.
I'm searching all the time. I have like a pit in my stomach constantly. And I'm like, that doesn't do it. That hasn't done it. Why isn't it doing it? I always wanted to do it. Why isn't it doing it?
Have you tried lemon and lime prime?
No.
That could do it. No, but seriously.
It's just trying to find the balance. Do you know what I do think about as well? If we get the balance, then what am I going to do? Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I'm liking the fact that I'm having up days, I'm having down days. Because
you can appreciate after me
down, yeah, after I have a down day, when I go back up, it's like, fucking yes. Do you know what I mean? I go through that day and, you know, I get to go again. Because as Mary said, you know, where there's pain, there's growth. You know, we fucking love
shout
that.
Shout out, like, Mary, you are.
Yeah. The changes that need to be made, if you don't make them, you're not going to get it.
If you always do what you always done, you'll always get what you always got. That's fucking something that always stuck with me, man. I remember seeing that going back about 8 months ago. I was like, you fucking bastard, you've got me.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the definition of insanity, because that's what, it's printed in big bold writing in Mark, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And that just defines and is a perfect example of me using drugs. Mm. I want to change.
Yeah.
Bag of coke.
But we needed a new way of life to change.
Need to be shown a new way of life. Yeah. Like, this is a life that I never knew was out there. Yeah, it really was.
I know.
Yeah, my whole world revolved around drinking, drugs, and violence.
Because that's what we were around. Do you know what I mean?
Product.
Like, I'm from inner city Dublin, and, you know, where it's like.
Shout out Swords.
You know, I've found out that, like, just places like that all the time. Like, we always thought, oh, inner city Dublin, it was rough bringing up and this and that and mad areas. All areas are like that. And I never knew that. Mm-hmm. It was always poor me, you know. But like, all areas have these troubles. Like,
small-minded people, I believe. You know, it might be a bold statement, but I think a lot of people in Sligo are very small-minded. Very, very small-minded. It's like a little fucking, little fish in a small pond kind of thing. Or big. Like, you know, that kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. It's just very, very small-minded, and word can get around very quickly, and people are gossiping about each other, and always want to see
like
you being
that
down.
In the flats as well.
Yeah,
like
but that's what
flats.
I'm saying. Like,
it was
just
like that everywhere.
Mm.
Everywhere. Then it was like that in town when I lived in town as well. And do you are saying you're a product of your environment, you know? And it was up to us to get up and get out of that environment. You know, I want to go back into it and drag people out. You know, not drag them out, but I want to go back into it and show them that there is a way out. You know, like, a lot of people, half of the people are happy for me and half of them aren't. You know, and that's okay, you know, because I'm not going to hate on them or say anything about them, because that's just where they're at. You know, that what they think of me is none of my business. You know, so I'm never going to say, oh, fuck him, I'm after changing my life around. You can think what you want. I'm after changing my life around. I know it. I believe it. I can see it. And that's that. Do you know what I mean? And I think the more people that recovers out loud, the more people are going to see that. The more people are going to be like, you know what? Here, if that fucking idiot Dean can get clean, I can fucking get clean. And that's what I want people to see. Because I was hopeless. I was in a bad way for years. Everybody knew it. I knew it. But I didn't know there was a way out. I just thought, this is my life now. You know? And then every few months, for the last maybe 4 or 5 years of me using, I'd be just fucking crying in a dark room thinking, what the fuck is going on? Why can't I go home like that fella? Why can't I go to work Monday to Friday and look after my children?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to be around my kids.
Did you work, were you working when you were using and stuff? Or were you just in and out of jobs?
In and out of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was mental. Fullness. Like, when I went homeless, I was working in my last job doing nights for maybe a week or two, maybe 3 weeks after I was homeless. But then I started turning up late, not turning in, falling asleep in the locker room, and I just got let go. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then I was full on the streets, no money, couldn't get me labour.
Hectic, man. I had a side of me where when I was out with my friends, absolute lunatic. drink as much as I could, take as much drugs as I could, fight and all that kind of stuff, man. And then I'd go into work then on the Monday morning, like nothing happened, and have this like front on that I had everything together. Everything together. Like this fella's got his fucking head screwed on.
But and you weren't just doing it for anybody else, you were doing it for you.
Yeah, but
you were only trying to do that for yourself to make yourself feel good. You weren't, you thought you were doing it for the people around you. You're only doing it for yourself to keep yourself together. Because if you think about it, I bet you there was times in your life where it was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm fucking sick to death.
Every fucking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
There you go. So you were trying to hold it together, thinking it was for everybody else, but really it was just for your subconscious.
I remember my boss called me and another fella I work with. He was like, he was getting pure anxious about himself. And he was like, you know, that fella out there, he's got his head screwed on and everything's going for him. And then he told me, and I go, he has no idea fucking there.
Yeah.
He has no idea. Because me and my boss are quite close, like, and he knows everything that I've gone through and everything that I'm going through. And he's very supportive of that, like.
Yeah,
and
he's seen that. Well.
Yeah, man.
A lot of places aren't like that.
Honestly.
That's why people are hiding in recovery.
I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for what he's done for me, yeah? And being able to speak out loud and him respect the decision and who I am and what I'm doing. And if there was any other job, I wouldn't be able to walk out and say, you know, I have a fucking serious drug problem, serious alcohol problem.
Yeah.
I need fucking help. No, a lot of people just wipe their hands, say, you know, I don't want anything got to do with it.
And you would have lost the job as well.
100%, man. But he's very supportive of that. You know, I'd be forever grateful because I wouldn't be able to come out and do this openly and speak on a fucking wider scale to try and help other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's a major driving factor for me being able to speak openly. Go to do live appearances, speak publicly, newspapers, radio, etc.
And see, I wasn't able to do it a few years ago because I was a Montessori teacher and I was afraid of what some of the parents might say to my boss.
And you actually spoke with one of your bosses. Or no, you're one of the kids'
mothers
the last day.
And she was amazed.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. And there's going to be a bit of, we won't talk about it now, but there's going to be a bit of workout at like.
Yeah, like, but that's great. Like.
Yeah, but that was just me. Like, I should have. You know, I don't know. Some of them might have had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Because they're not educated.
Exactly,
Not because, oh, this or that. Because they're not educated.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't recover out loud then.
Who's going to educate them, though?
We are.
Yes, who's going to educate them?
We are.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Yeah, so I think we'll wrap this up for today.
That was a good little episode, man. Mm. It's made me fucking, I come in here like a fucking lunatic. And I just feel a little bit de-stressed now.
It's needed.
Yeah,
it's needed.
Definitely. So, every now and again.
Lock, Stock and Two Joking Addicts.
Bonus episode. Wrap it up. Boom.